from KPO San Francisco. It's 10 o'clock. From 1967 there, the Bay Area's very own Magicians there, and love, let's try it again. It's Dave jiving around us, 29th September, yeah. We're going to do a little steady with rock. The Queen of Soul, Aretha.
Sit yourself down in your car.
There you go. The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin there. A little rock steady at 5 after 10 with Dave jobbing around KPOO.
If you like computers, you want to make sure you check out The Computer Show, a program on the first Wednesday of the month hosted by me, Harrison Chastain, from 6 until 8 p.m., where we talk about computers, technology, and other issues concerning low-income people and people of color. So that's The Computer Show on the first Wednesday of each month from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on KPOO San Francisco and KPOO.com.
That's right, Harrison. And your next computer show is coming up on Wednesday, October 5th. You don't want to miss them right here on 89.5 Radio, okay?
Happiness is knowing Jesus. Calling on everyone to come on out for the appreciation celebration for our friend and brother, Emmett Powell. Emmett Powell has been a gospel artist and a gospel radio personality for over 40 years. Emmett Powell has helped hundreds of people throughout his career as a broadcaster, promoter, and businessman. This appreciation for Emmett Powell is happening on Sunday, October 9th at 4 p.m. at Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church, 5717 Foothill Boulevard in Oakland. Everyone is invited to this free event to appreciate Emmett Powell. For more information on this appreciation celebration for Emmett Powell, call Miss Betty Stewart at 510-758-7939. Free to the public.
It should be very inspirational and a lot of fun. Don't miss it. Back to more music now from 1962, The Marvelous Marvelettes from out of Detroit. That Beachwood number, yeah. Summer of 1962, yes, indeed, The Marvelous Marvelettes, Beachwood 45789. Don't call that number. I don't know. We'll get 10 minutes after the hour of 10. Driving around with Dave, yes, indeed, we got the music from 1962 and also early 1963. The original Rainbow with the Duke of Earl himself, Mr. Gene Chandler, just for you.
But deep down in my heart, please listen to my plea. I'm looking up above. Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Gene Chandler going back to the end of 62, beginning of 63.
Sleep it all at night.
Bobby Lewis.
Went to the kitchen for a bite. Rolled up the shade, turned off the light. I jumped back into bed, it was the middle of the night. The clock downstairs was striking four. Couldn't get you off my mind. I heard the milkman at the door.
Going back to the end of 1961, Bobby Lewis tossing and turning at 15 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Jiving around with Dave, 89.5. Let's talk about that thing. What kind of thing you're talking about? Well, how about some Lou Donaldson? Yeah.
Thank you. Tune in to Wake the Town for original 45 RPM sounds of 60s Jamaican ska, rocksteady, heavy early reggae. Wednesdays, 3 to 5:30 p.m. on San Francisco's 89.5 FM KPOO. And online at kpoo.com. Jamaican oldies every week. Wake the town.
Wake the town, tell the people about the musical days coming your way.
From laptops to cell phones, technology is all around us. And dentistry is following the wave of modernization. Many dental offices are going paperless. From patient files to x-rays, computers play an important role in your dental visit. Many dentists use digital x-rays. The image of your teeth is captured and can be viewed instantaneously on a computer. If your x-rays ever need to be shared, they can be securely emailed in a fraction of a second. Since digital x-rays and patient files are electronic, they are saved, stored, and shared using computer technology, which means less paper waste and a more streamlined dentist's office. It's not only good for the environment, but electronic dental records can also provide you with a more efficient dental visit. For the ADA Dental Minute, I'm Dr. Maria Lopez Howell. For more information, visit our website at ada.org.
There you go, 20 minutes after the hour of 10, with Dave driving around. Yes, indeed, a little overcast out there, but I think we're okay. Don't forget, Prison Focus Radio will be on the scene in about 40 minutes, along with a lot of other stuff. What else is going to be going on? I don't know. We should just check that out right now. And the program guide for, well, we're not going to do all 7 days, but today is more important because, you know what's going to be happening over the next 24 hours or so is more important than what's going to be happening maybe 48 hours from now. So we'll let you know what's going on, of course. Prison Focus going to be happening here at, as I said, about 40 minutes or so. Brother Leo and maybe Counselor Charles Carbone might be on the scene, and they'll be talking about, you know, various situations going on with our prisoners in the California state prison system. Again, that's in about 40 minutes or so. And, of course, noon, yeah, we got Keith Crawford. Does an amazing show. He's always well prepared because he comes in like about 45 minutes early to plan his program with all his distinguished guests. The program is called Give Life and Save Life. It's a healthful living type program, and you don't want to miss Keith as he puts on such an outstanding presentation at 12 noon today here on 89.5 Radio, and it goes on for about an hour. At 1 o'clock, we got Connecting the Dots with Judy Drummond. It's a political conversation happening here, and it happens every Thursday at that time, 1 o'clock. And, of course, what's happening with the Middle East? Oh, my goodness, the Russians. What's going on? Yeah, there, Syria, all the bombing, the refugees, President Assad's group, along with the rebels. You know, who do we side with? What are we going to do? Confusing. You know, Putin's focusing on Assad, Obama's focusing on the rebels. You know. And then obviously dealing with that, plus of course ISIS, you know, which should be focused on primarily because of this whole situation in Syria. So I guess the ISIS sort of complicates the whole thing in regards to the rebels as they try to fight the Assad and so forth. But then you got thrown in the mix is ISIS. So there you go. And I'm sure what's happening there in the Middle East will be discussed thoroughly, not only the whole situation with the civil war going on in Syria and a lot of the neighboring countries in a lot of detail. And what about Mr. Peres, his passing away there, the Prime Minister of Israel there at 93? They might have a little bit of discussion in regards to how Israel is involved with this whole situation too. And all the details are going to be happening. I'm not the expert, but Jess and Jamal are the expert. And they are the experts, I should say. And it's all going to be happening with Arab Talk between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon here on 89.5 Radio. It's a complete Middle East analysis, okay? So check it out with Arab Talk between 2 and 3 o'clock this afternoon here on 89.5 Radio. And, of course, Johnny Brooklyn, his Blues and Oldies from 3 until 5.30 this afternoon. And KPO Committee News from 5.30 until 6 o'clock. And from 6 until 8 o'clock, we got Piero Latino Americano, which is great Latin sounds with Chelis Lopez. And then we got some great reggae mon. That's right, Jamaica mon between 8 and 11 o'clock. That's English Pound Radio with Brixton Hitman. And, of course, we got some Madhouse Hip Hop with Dez between 11 this evening until 3 o'clock on Friday morning. So you can't beat that for sure. Lots of sounds. Anyway, hey, something else is going on. That's right. It's happening right now through December 15th. It's Black Matters. That's right. The African-American Center of the San Francisco Public Library is presenting this, the Afro Solo Annual Arts Exhibition. And it's going on for a couple of months here, right up until December the 15th at the African-American Center in the main library on the third floor. And the curator is Melanie Green, along with artists Bushmama Africa, Lorraine Donner, and Lewin Montz, and many, many more. And there's also going to be a related event. Of course, you're going to have to circle your calendar because this is a little over a month away, this event. Afro Solo Artist Talk. And that's going to be happening November 2nd at 6 o'clock. Okay, November 2nd at 6 o'clock at the Latino Hispanic Community Meeting Room in the main library on the lower level there. Okay. And of course, all programs happening at the library, all these special events are absolutely free. You don't have to pay anything to attend, okay? Again, Black Matters Afro Solo Annual Arts Exhibition going on right now through December the 15th at the African American Center on the main library, third floor at the San Francisco Public Library. And the library, by the way, is located at 100 Larkin Street at Grove here in San Francisco. And they have a website, sfpl.org, for more information, okay? 25 minutes after the hour 10. You know, we might as well get our sales pitch out over with right now. It is 26 minutes after the hour 10, as I said. And under those circumstances, you've got to let you know what's going on as far as KPOO Radio. That's for sure, for real. Anyway, you know, 89.5 Radio is one of those unique community radio stations. That's right. Very unique in so many different ways. We don't have commercials, and, you know, there's a lot of low-power FM stations going on the air, even here in San Francisco. But I don't think KPO really comes under that classification because we've been around for a long, long time, the early 70s, long before LPFM was ever thought of by the FCC. And the whole idea behind LPFM, when the FCC came up with that concept because of all the pressure put on for would-be broadcasters who decided to put on pirate radio stations, you know, license-free radio, broadcast radio, and a lot of these stations got busted by the FCC for not having a license. So I guess those individuals who were interested in starting their own station, well, the FCC decided to make things a little bit easier for them. And so they came up with this low-power FM program. But KPOO was sort of like that, although they didn't really call it LPFM back in those days. But it was more of a struggle for us to go on the air with our station compared to nowadays. It's a little bit easier, although the band is starting to fill up and there's not too much room on the dial to add more low-power FM stations. But, you know, in the last few years, it was a lot easier to set up a station, a lot easier to get a license. But back in the early 70s, it was much more challenging, particularly for KPOO. It was a lot of hard work back in those days. We didn't have the technology, didn't have the accessibility back in those days, you know, for KPOO to get on the air back in the early 70s. It was much more difficult. Nowadays, you fill out a form, you go online, blah, blah, blah. The FCC might accept your, you know, your promotion there, or I should say, you know, basically accept your application to set up a station. Then they might not, but at least it's a little bit more easily accessible, you know, to set up a station now than it was back in the early 70s. But KPO definitely had some challenges, but we were successful. We got through, and of course, we got to keep this success going, you know, and the only way we can do that is through you out there by helping us out with a tax-deductible contribution, because KPO Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So anything you send us is totally tax-deductible on your federal income tax return. So help us out today. Whatever you can't afford would be most appreciated. And one way you can do, one way you can help us out, I should say, is to send us a personal check, cashier's check, or a money order, and put KPO on that particular item and place it in an envelope. And, of course, put a first-class stamp on that envelope. Address that envelope to KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650. That's 156-650. San Francisco 94115-6650. Again, the address, KPOO Radio, Post Office Box 156-650, San Francisco 94115-6650. Personal check, cashier's check, or a money order, okay? Help us out today, the old snail mail way of doing it. But you can do it another way, too. We are in the 21st century. Go to the KPOO website at kpoo.com. Look for the Support Us link. Open that up. There you'll see a couple of paragraphs and why we need your help, you know, to keep this station on the air. We got to pay a lot of bills, and we also have to pay bills that the average household family doesn't have to pay, too. You know, and those other bills, like the music rights and license fees and so forth, are very, very expensive. And of course, it really is a financial challenge to even keep a community radio station on the air. Believe me, it is. It's very expensive, so we need your financial support to keep us on the air. You know, we had a great, you know, fundraiser event at the end of last year. I think we're going to have another one this year. I'm not too sure exactly what the status of that is, but I'm sure we will have one. And you know, because it takes a lot of money to keep KPOO on the air. But your generous contribution makes a big difference, too, no matter how small that contribution might be financially. But anyway, on the Support Us page there, you'll see a couple other options beside the one I just gave you by sending a check through the snail mail. And one of those is a credit card donation through authorize.net. That's right. You can even set up a plan where you can have an automatic charge on your credit card every month there, you know, and then you'll be all set. You can set it and forget it. Of course, you better pay that credit card. Don't let it be past due, because then it'll be an issue for yourself and your credit record, but also it could be an issue as far as, you know, the revenue coming into the radio station. So make sure you do take responsibility for your credit card, okay? And as I said, you can definitely set up a system so you can have an automatic charge on your credit card every month, whatever amount you can afford. And, of course, it's easy to set up. Just hit that donate button there on the authorize.net window there. And anything you send us is totally tax deductible. And, of course, in setting up the account, it's totally secure. You don't have to worry about identity theft. And that's through authorize.net. Or you can send us something via PayPal. That's right. It's safe and secure, just like authorize.net. Just click the donate button and the choices of credit cards that you can use, the MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover, it doesn't matter, and you'll be all set. Something else you can do, too, is pick up a great KPOO T-shirt. More and more people are wearing these new second-generation T-shirts, and I think actually third-generation. The second generation was the black T-shirts, these sort of dark brown T-shirts. Gray are the next generation, the third generation, I believe. Just phenomenal T-shirts, just fantastic design. There's a whole new montage of notable figures on the background of the T-shirt compared to the black T-shirt, different figures out there. Just a marvelous piece of artwork, to say the least, in the background of these T-shirts. And, of course, in a very bright, sort of a goldish-white large font, KPOO San Francisco 89.5 FM. That's right, in the foreground. Fantastic T-shirts. Just love them to death, baby, as Wolfman Jack used to say. But anyway, what's great about these T-shirts, of course, is the price is the same as the old T-shirts. Just $20. That's right. They're silk screen on a gray 100% cotton pre-shrunk there, so they'll take lots of washes. Lots of washes, that's for sure, before they start fading, if they fade at all, I don't know. And, of course, they come in six sizes, small, medium, large, extra large, 1X, 2X, 3X. So you got six sizes, small, medium, large, 1X, 2X, 3X. And regardless of the size, they're just $20 each. And this is what you'll have to do in regards to picking up your T-shirt. You call the station ahead. Area code 415-346-5373. That's the business line. Area code 415-346-5373. That's the business line. There's nobody here currently who can answer the phone. No volunteer is on duty at the moment, but if you call a little after 11 o'clock, somebody will answer the phone and take your order on what size T-shirt you want. And, of course, that's important that you do that because we want to check to make sure the sizes you want are in stock because this inventory is in constant flux. People are buying these T-shirts. They're in high demand, and some of the sizes might disappear rather quickly. So it's important to call ahead to make sure the sizes you want are in stock. Again, that phone number is area code 415-346-5373. Again, 415-346-5373. Let the volunteer know how many T-shirts you want and the size of each of the T-shirts, okay? And they will check the inventory. And once your needs are satisfied, well, all you have to do is to make arrangements with the volunteer to come down to the studio here at 1329 Divisadero. We're between Ellis and O'Farrell in the Western Addition, a block and a half from Geary, and, of course, Geary Boulevard, the main thoroughfare that runs east-west from downtown to the beach, the 38 line, very high-density, you know, rapid bus service here, so it's easy to get here by public transportation. Or you can take the 24 trolley coach line, which runs north-south, and it stops a block away from the station here at 1329, so it's easy to get here by public transportation. Save you a hassle of trying to drive, trying to find parking, and worry about overtime parking and getting the meter made after you and so forth with a $76 or $77 parking fine, especially if you park overtime. So you don't want to do that. Take public transportation down here. But first, if you want to pick up a T-shirt, call the station ahead. Again, let me write this let you know and write this number down, area code 415-346-5373. Again, 415-346-5373. Call ahead first. But do not call now. There's nobody who can answer the phone. But later on, a little after 11 o'clock, somebody will be available. They'll take your order, and also they will make sure to save you the hassle coming down, especially if the sizes that you want are not in stock. They will check to make sure. Also, something else, too. If for some reason you can't come down, I would still call ahead first at that number, 415-346-5373, and find out from the volunteer if the sizes you want in stock, the sizes you want are in stock. But if you're in a situation where you can't come down, we can ship those T-shirts to you for $3.99. So if you have difficulty coming down to the station, there's no way you can come down, then we can ship the T-shirt to you. But it's still important for you to call that number, 415-346-5373, after 11 o'clock this morning, and you'll be all set. Anyway, we got that out of the way. It's all happening with Dave jiving around. Yes, and we definitely have the music and the marquees just for you. We do that Philly dog at 20 minutes, say 25 minutes before 11. Jiving around with Dave. Prison Focus at the top of the hour. nothing like the music of Memphis, that's for sure. The Marquis, Philly Dog from 1966. Hey! 22 minutes away from Prison Focus Radio with Brother Leo, and we got the spring of 1967. An old Folsom, we're going to make a little love, yeah. I actually got the original 45 with the colorful record jacket. Those two ladies on each side of it. Little Folsom then.
Used to be a tramp, but I ain't no more. Got a hit record now. Pockets just full of dough. Got some new clothes too. And good shoes on my feet. Penthouse apartment. Icebox just full of good things to eat. Cuffs in my pants. Gotta keep a $50 process. My hair is straight as silk. Got a new manicure and facial. Skin just soft as buttermilk. And look, on my finger is a diamond ring. Two chicks on each arm. So good. Money in my pocket. Man, I'm ready. Yeah, let's make a little love. Are you ready, baby?
There he is, Lowell Folsom, dressed as a hobo with those two ladies on each side of him. Anyway, we got the music for you right here with the Artistics. I'm going to miss you, yeah. Show's almost over. 20 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock, driving around with Dave. It's KPO, oh, yeah.
From the day I laid my eyes on you, I knew, girl, you were my dream come true. I tried so that you were the only one to ensure my happiness.
Your sweet loving, I can't resist.
And I know
your sweet loving,
I'm gonna miss.
I'm gonna miss you.
Once in a lifetime, the right girl comes along. And when you find her, brother, you'd better hold on.
Could I leave you, baby? No, I don't think I could, 'cause I never had it so good. Never had it so good before.
I'm always so proud to take you out. And when I'm around with the boy, all I talk about.
And you treat me just like you should. I
never had it so good, baby. Never had it so good before. I wanna tell the world about my girl. She's like the rain that makes the flowers grow. That's why I love her so.
And you please me in every way. I mean what I say.
Never had it so good. Never had it so good before.
You make me forget all about the bad times. Oh, my.
Going back to the fall of 1965, that's right. Maxine Brown, Chuck Jackson, Never Had It So Good.
Hi, this is Sister Juanica, and you don't want to miss the Uplift broadcast every Tuesday from 12 to 4 here at 89.5 FM, featuring the music and the wisdom of John William Coltrane. That's every Tuesday from 12 to 4 at the People Station, KPOO in San Francisco.
How do you do, everybody? How do you do?
Here's some good news. Friends of Negro Spirituals celebrates its 13th annual Negro Spirituals Heritage Day, Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016, 2:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m., West Oakland Senior Center, 1724 Adeline Street, Oakland. The legendary gospel music radio personality, Emmett A. Powell, gifted vocal performer actress, Charnette Stalker, the late world-renowned Negro spiritual singer and civil rights icon, Paul Robeson, and the dynamic educator and internationally acclaimed Kalimba King, Carl Winters, will be honored in this year's Negro Spirituals Heritage Keepers Award ceremony. The free, wheelchair-accessible event also features audience singing and screening of a Negro Spirituals Oral History DVD. Remember, Negro Spirituals Heritage Day, Saturday, October the 22nd, 2016, 2:30 p.m. until 4:30 p.m., West Oakland Senior Center, 1724 Adeline Street in Oakland. Contact Sam Edwards, 510-869-4359. That's 510-869-4359. Plan your schedule around this October celebration.
Back to more music now. Going back to the end of 1964, Titus Turner, he's the last of the big-time spenders. I don't know about that. 13 minutes before the hour, 11 o'clock. Prison Focus Radio at the top of the hour.
Big-time spenders, they call me the money tree. I just called up to tell you, babe, what you're doing to me. I took you out last night, spent my money again. Here I woke up this morning with a pocket full of wind. Miss Operator, don't ask me for no dime, the last of the big time.
Last of the Big Time Spenders is Titus Turner, just for you, with Dave Jiving Around. In the meantime, a little instrumental sounds from 1967, the Romeos. Go early 1967, the Romeos, Precious Memories. I remember hearing that on the radio, commercial radio, 7 minutes before the hour, 11 o'clock. 1973, Al Wilson, remember this? I remember him performing on Soul Train, this song. Indeed, it was on Soul Train, Show and Tell.
And these are the will lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? You're anywhere inside.
Anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
There you did a thing called The Snake back in 68. This is 1973 music. I remember seeing him on Soul Train with Don Cornelius doing this show and tell. That's right. All happening with Dave. Johnny Taylor going back to 1962.
Time, give me time, and I'll make your love strong.
Anyway, that's it. Another Dave Edwards jiving around. Brother Leo is in the studio getting ready to do another outstanding Prison Focus Radio coming up in a few minutes. And you don't want to miss that. Plus, lots of great programming here on 89.5 Radio. More music with Johnny Brooklyn, his blues and oldies at 3 o'clock this afternoon, and much, much more coming your way. Anyway, that's it for another show. We'll actually be back on our first show for October on the, what date is that, the 6th, 7th? I don't even know. Hey,
October
6th. There you go. We'll see you back on the 6th. You definitely have a good weekend coming up, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.